Okay. Shkoyach to everyone for coming to learn. I wanted to discuss the topic of listening to music during the period of the 3 weeks from Shavuos to Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, but in order to do that properly, we really need to take a step back and examine the issue of listening to music throughout the entire year. And the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sota, over here, Aleph, Mishabotel Sanhedrin, Botel Hashir, Mibes HaMishtos. Once the Sanhedrin became disbanded, presumably, that's really a topic in its own right, but presumably somewhere around the time of Korban Beis HaMikdash, maybe when it got displaced a little bit before, perhaps when it ceased to function entirely a few hundred years after, but Bato Hashir Mibes HaMishtos. So then they also ceased singing in the houses of drinking. Shenemar B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yain, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayahu, that you're not supposed to drink wine while singing. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Zimra de Nagdi Udubakri Shari. However, the singing of the sailors and of the farmers as they were plowing the fields, that is allowed, because presumably it helped them in doing their work. The Gardoi Aser. But if it was of the weavers, then it was prohibited. Presumably that's because it wasn't necessary for them to sing in order to do their work properly. It wasn't as monotonous as the work of the sailors and the farmers, so the weavers' songs were prohibited. A similar Gemara Masechta Gittin, we learned Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, which tells us Shochu Leilumar Ukva Zimra Minolan Da'aser. How do we know that music is prohibited? So he writes him back, quoting from a pasuk in Sefer Hosea, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amin, that the Klal Yisrael should not rejoice in the same fashion that the Umas Ha'olam rejoice, and they rejoice by singing. We should not rejoice in a similar fashion. Why did he call for a pasuk in Sefer Hosea? What about the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, which was already brought in the Gemara Masechta Sota, B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin? So he explains, because if it would have been from only that pasuk, I would have thought Hani Mili Zimra Demana. That's only instrumental music. About the Puma Shari, but if it would be just vocals, that perhaps that would be allowed. Kamash Malan, that's why we have two psukim, one to tell us that it's prohibited to have instrumental music, the second to tell us not only is instrumental music prohibited, but vocal singing is prohibited as well. What is the nature of this Iser that exists, that functions the entire year long, not to listen to play music? So the Meiri writes in Agamar Masechta Sota that this is because we're afraid that the music will lead to inappropriate behavior. He says as long as the Sanhedrin was functioning, or perhaps was in its place in the Makom HaMikdash, so Bismatch Sanhedrin Haisa Ema Sanhedrin Aleim. As long as the Sanhedrin was functioning, so then there was a certain fear and the authority that existed because of the Sanhedrin, and that would discourage people from going too far. So it's because they policed or held some sort of authority and fear in the eyes of the people, so people restrained themselves, and the singing never got out of hand. But once the Sanhedrin is no longer functioning, there's a fear that the singing will lead either to inappropriate singing, which will then lead to inappropriate behavior. That's why they prohibited singing and instrumental music as well. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, that's a different understanding of these two halachas, the Rambam writes that this is rather a reaction to Korban Beis HaMikdash. V'chein gazu shu'ol ha'nagim b'kli shir b'pnei ha'korban. This is also because of Korban Beis HaMikdash, and even singing, as well as also because of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, v'afilu shira b'pe'al ha'yayin asura sh'nemar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. However, the Rambam here does seem to draw a distinction between instrumental music and singing alone, just vocals. Even though the Gemara and Gittin equated the two, that's why we have two psukim, one for instrumental music, one for just vocals, the Rambam here draws a distinction between them, or perhaps implies, it's debated in the Acharonim, but perhaps implies that there's a difference between them. The Rambam, So the Rambam writes that Klei Shir makes no stipulation that it has to be in association or in conjunction with the drinking of wine. He just says, V'chein gazu sh'lo v'nagam v'klei shir, v'chol mini zemer v'chol mashmiyei kol. However, when it comes to shira b'peh, when it comes to singing, the Rambam seems to imply that it's only alayayin asura. It's only if it's in conjunction with wine.
The Gemara Gittin, when he asks why you need a new pasuk, the second pasuk doesn't say yayin.
Yeah, so the Gemara Gittin seems to equate the two. The Rambam here is drawing a distinction between the two. Right, the Gemara could have said a whole host of different things if that was the case. So actually, the tour quotes from a tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam has a more severe position. The Rambam's position is that bepez aser even without mishtayai. Now the truth of the matter is the Gemara Masechet Sota said batel shir mi beis hamishtos. That sounds like it's only in conjunction with the drinking of wine. But the Rambam, the Gemara Gittin equates the two, so the Rambam and makes no mention of wine. So therefore the Rambam understood, at least in the Tshuvas HaRambam, that it's prohibited even if it's, even singing is prohibited, even if it's not in conjunction with wine. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka understood that there was a distinction between the two. Instrumental music is prohibited even if it's not in conjunction with wine, but the singing is only also if it's done together with wine. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Bein HaMitzarim, over here Simon Tav Kuf Samach, or in the Halach, is also having to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Actually, I think this is Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, according to the opinion of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, that you're not allowed to play instrumental music the whole year long, Zeichel Churban, and then he writes, and also to sing in the second line in the Shulchan Aruch, va'asu l'shem im ne'ach Churban, va'afilu shir v'peh al hayayin asura. Singing, he only prohibited when it's done together with wine. Instrumental music is even if it's not done with wine. However, the Mishnah Brura, I didn't give it to you, but the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Bach that the Bach felt that we should paskin like the Rambam in the Tshuva, that even singing, when it's, even though it's not done in conjunction with wine, that is also prohibited. And Rav Moshe has over here in the Igros Moshe that he feels that even though the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Ram Yad HaChazaka, that instrumental music is prohibited even if it's not done with wine, but singing is only if it's in conjunction with wine, we should rather be machmir like the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and the Rav Moshe felt the Baal Nefesh should be machmir and himself like the Ram in the Tshuva, that even singing is prohibited all year long even if it's not done in conjunction with wine. The Bach has a raya to this position of the Ram in the Tshuva, because the Gemara told us in Masechta Soita, go back to Ois Aleph, that the Zimra, at the end of the first line, Zimra denagdu de bakri shari, the singing of the sailors and of the farmers, that's permitted, but that of the weavers is prohibited. Now, hopefully, they weren't drinking on the job. I mean, if they're drinking on the job, they have other problems. So then it's probably not done in conjunction with wine, and they probably weren't playing, you know, the harmonica or, you know, accordion at the same time. They're probably just singing. So it sounds like the Gemara, the Bach says from that Gemara, that even singing, even if it's not done in conjunction with wine, is prohibited. So that, because of that, he is noita that we should paskin like the Rambam in the Tshuva, but we in the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Again, instrumental music is also, even if it's not done in conjunction with wine, singing is only if it's done together with wine. The Rambam in the Tshuva, and Rav Moshe said about Nefesh should be machmer, is even if it's not done together like the Bach, passing like the Rambam in the Tshuva, even if it's not done together with wine. What about recorded music? So the Rabbi Yaakov Breisch, who was a Rav in Switzerland after the war, and died, passed away in the 1970s, and his Tshuva is the Chelkas Yaakov, makes a compelling argument, and that is that we're dealing over here with a Gzera, according to the Rambam, and that's the way we paskin, because of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is like all the other Gzeras that we have as a manifestation, a reaction, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, of our mourning, and like leaving part of the house undone, or leaving out certain courses of the meal, or certain garments at a wedding. All of these things are done as a manifestation of Churban Beis HaMikdash, and those are Gzeros. And Gzeros, generally speaking, don't evolve. They don't expand. They only relate to the reality that existed at the time that the Gzera was established. So Chagas Yaakov argues there were no recording devices at the time that the Gzera was established. Therefore, the Gzera should not apply to recorded music. That was his argument. However, Rav HaPoiskim rejected that argument. Moshe Tzitz Eliezer. And their argument is that when they made and they instituted this Gzera, they included all instruments. They probably didn't say, well, only violins and not, you know, winds and not strings. And they probably included everything, not only the instruments they had at the time, but Chol HaDoim Aloi. So if that's the case, any device that produces sound could logically, or one could argue, should be included within the umbrella, within the scope of this Gzera. And therefore, a recording device that produces sound is no different than an instrument, and would be included under the Gzera as part, no different than any other instrument. You could argue that the experience is entirely different between listening to recorded music and listening to music that's produced by instruments. And perhaps that's where the Chelkas Yaakov was coming from, their different experiences. However, Rav HaPoiskim, it is a tzah l'kula, by recorded music, but Rav HaPoiskim, a normative halacha, has rejected the opinion of the Chelkas Yaakov. Rav Moshe does draw an interesting distinction. Sounds logical, but it's really not. Meaning it's not intuitive, is that Rav Moshe says, well, if it's a recording of vocal music, we should treat it like vocal music. that according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam Yad HaChazaka, is only prohibited if it's done together with wine. If it's a recording of instrumental music, then it would be prohibited even if it's not done together with wine. So many Paiskim, the Eliezer, the Shevet HaLevi, disagreed, and they argued, if wine is recorded music prohibited, it's prohibited because it's considered to be an instrument. If it's considered to be an instrument, it's no different than any other device that produces sound, so then even if it's a recording of vocal music, that should really be considered instrumental music, because it's coming, being produced by an instrument, it's not being produced by the human voice. So that's the case. One could really argue, and some do, I believe it's compelling, that all music, if it's recorded, could be considered to be instrumental music. But Rabbi Isha's opinion is well known. Similar issues, all related. Very good, you're right. Even if we'll accept Ramosha's argument that recorded music of a vocals is considered vocals, recorded of instrumental is considered to be instrumental music, but a cappella music, which is meant to mimic the sounds of instruments, it just happens to be done with a human voice, or Rabbi Belsky argued, and again, I think it's compelling, is that if when you're listening to it, it's hard to believe that it's a cappella music, so perhaps they use synthesizers, that's no different than any other instrument, for sure, but even if they don't, it's meant to sound so much like instrumental music that when it's from a recording, you can't tell the difference. So it's the same experience. So Rebelsky argues if it's the same experience and you can't even tell the difference, not even doesn't sound differently. You could accept Ramosha's argument is because it sounds like voices as opposed to sounding like instruments. But certainly when it comes to a cappella music, there's a strong argument to be made that all of it should be considered to be instrumental music. Okay, so the opinion of the Rambam, and that's the way we pass in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, is that instrumental music is always prohibited the entire year long because of Zecher LeMikdash, or because of Avelis of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and vocal music is only prohibited if it's done together with wine. Recorded music is probably the same as live music, and the Mishnah Brura, quotes from the Bach, recommends the Paskin like the Rambam in the Tshuva, at least the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer like himself, even vocal music, even if it's not done together with wine. However, that's in the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. However, Rashi and Tosis on that Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, and this is quoted by the Ramah, have a somewhat different opinion. Rashi and Tosis on that Gemara in Masechtas Gittin back in Oiz Beis write that the only time it's prohibited to even listen to instrumental music is when it's done together with wine. And perhaps it's because they're trying to bring together, synergize these two passages in the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Sota implied that it was Bebeis HaMishtol. Sounds like it's done together with wine. The Gemara Gittin didn't mention wine, but they're trying to harmonize the two. So therefore, Rashi and Tosfos both write that the only time that it's prohibited is if it's done together with wine, both instrumental as well as just singing. Tosfos, though, does limit this somewhat, because Tosfos quotes to me, Yushalmi, Yishami says in Masechtas Megillah over here, Oiz Gimel, that Mar'uk v'mishlach kasev l'reish galusa, David damech v'koyim b'zimra, al tismach Yisrael gil ka'amim. He sent to the reish galusa, who got up in the morning and went to sleep at night, accompanied with music. He must have had like a violin player, a harp player or something, playing him to sleep, and then awakening him in the morning. So such a person, that's prohibited. Even though it's not done together with wine. He wasn't drinking in the morning and when he went to sleep. So Tosfos writes, back in Oiz Beis, on the fourth line, he gets more hanah from the music. Why does he get more hanah from the music? So I believe it's because any person who regularly listens to music derives more hanah. When you first listen to music, music is an acquired taste. When you first listen to music, you're not really sure of what's going on. Or a song, even if you hear it for the first time, is not the maximum enjoyment. If you hear it, you know, you're inundated with it, like the Cars for Kids, you're ready to like drive off the road just to get the thing to stop playing. So there's a saturation point, but there is a like sweet spot somewhere in the middle where you've heard it a few times, you're familiar with it, you know where it's going, and then it provides a sense of enjoyment. It wears out over time, but the classics always last. But once you're familiar with it, there's a sense of enjoyment. So, but if you're not familiar with it, you don't enjoy it as much. So if you regularly listen to music, they went to sleep with it, woke up with it, the Mis'anik B'yoysa, now he enjoys it, he appreciates it, so then that's prohibited, even though it's not done together with wine. So even though Rashi and Tosfos generally hold, the only time it's prohibited to listen to music all year long, instrumental or vocals, is only when it's done together with wine. If you regularly listen to music, then it would be prohibited to have instrumental music. And this is quoted by the Ramah, over here, Oizvav, Yesh Oimrim, Davka Misha Roga, Behem Kagonim Alachim, Sha'imnim, B'Shaychnim, B'Kleishir, Oibe Beis HaMishteh. even if it's not in the Beis HaMishter, even if it's not done together with wine, if you regularly listen to music, you have a heightened appreciation, so then perhaps you'll be also, even if it's not Beis HaMishter. Who is called, you know, are we people who regularly listen to music, that we have this heightened appreciation for music? It's hard to really come to a concrete determination. Perhaps there's differences within our population. Perhaps some people do, some people don't. I find it hard to argue. We have such access to music. Music is going on around us all the time. I don't know how we can possibly argue that we don't listen to music regularly. We might not wake up with a harp player and go to sleep with a harp player, but we certainly listen to music regularly, and therefore, even if it's not done together with wine, perhaps we have a problem with instrumental music. Yeah, exactly.
He does.
What is called with wine, by the way, just parenthetically, what is called with wine? So the Mishnah Berurah implies, I didn't give it to you, but the Mishnah Berurah implies that it's any meal that they're serving wine. The Sha'arat Zion, though, over here in Ois Vav, the sixth line.
Loved off the wine, any sort of.
Good question. Yeah. You're saying scotch should be worse. All right. Yeah, how could it be any better? Tequila shots, right? Okay. But the Sha'arat Zion quotes from a comment of the Ramah, and his comments on the Mordechai in Masechta Zgi'in, which I gave to you back over there, Ois Beis, if you want to see it inside, that the Mordechai writes that the only time this is prohibited is if they're only serving wine, only serving alcohol. But if they're serving food too, that's not the way the Nachrim party. Nachrim party is there's only drinks, there's no food, maybe a few nuts or something, but there's no food involved. Right, exactly. Thank you. So then it's usually done with just alcohol, and even more so, one could argue that the alcohol has a greater effect on you when there's no food. If there's food there that's also in your stomach, the alcohol doesn't have as greater sense. Right, but that's another argument that can be made. So either way, if it's done together with wine, one could argue, it's not any meal where they're serving wine, one could argue, and that's what the Sha'arat Zion says, at least as a tzav kula, perhaps this is the way that he paskins even the chachila, that it's only if they're just serving wine. So according to the Rambam, instrumental music is also, even if there's no wine, singing is also only if there is wine. Rashi and Taisa say both are only also if there's wine, and perhaps it means a suda where all there is wine. Perhaps if there's food too, one could argue that it's allowed. But then Tarzan said, if you regularly listen to music, then we have a problem, and perhaps some of us do regularly listen to music enough that we have a greater appreciation for it, and therefore perhaps we would have a problem. Perhaps not. I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other whether we regularly listen to music, but I could hear one arguing that we do. However, at the same time...
Do you think Black Shvatim's like the Rambam?
No.
They don't follow?
No. The Ravadia bad hedges. Yeah. The Tysus, though, does throw in another leniency, another time that it is permitted, and that's on the fourth line, back in Ois Beis. Tysus Masechta Zgi'in says, V'shari shal mitzvah, V'shir shal mitzvah shari. If it's at a wedding, or another Sudas Mitzvah, the Ramah quotes this, that one then is allowed to listen to instrumental music, singing, even though it's done and they're serving wine, and even if we would regularly, habitually listen to music, we have a heightened appreciation for it, would still be permitted. Ramaisha writes in the Igros Maisha over here, Zion, that that's not only a Simchas Chasim V'Kala, but any Sudas Mitzvah, whether it's any a Bar Mitzvah, Shevet Brachas, all of these would be valid reason to listen to instrumental music, even though they're serving wine. Rav Moshe does say he's not sure about a banquet that's done as a fundraiser for an organization, if that's considered cause enough or grounds enough to allow instrumental music, certainly if they're going to serve wine. He leaves that as somewhat of a suffix. In Yerushalayim, you should just be aware, there is a minig that's quoted by the Imre Bina, Rav Meir Arbach, who was the Rav in Yerushalayim in the 1800s, and the Mariel Diskin, that because of something that happened in the 1860s, a magefa, as a reaction to that, they made a takana that in Yerushalayim, you're not, even at a wedding, they only have one musical instrument, not more than that. Perhaps because of its proximity to the Bunk of Mamikdash, or perhaps if it was a reaction to a magefa that occurred. So that's the minig Yerushalayim, only by the Ashkenazim. The Sfardim don't have that minig, but the Ashkenazim have that minig. There's a further machlokes in the Poskim within the minig. Is it only that you're a tikkah? Is it even the rest of Yerushalayim? And how should we view recorded music? If you record an orchestra, is that like many instruments, or is that only like one instrument? Different pikpukim one way or the other, but there is such a minig Yerushalayim, even at a wedding, to only have a one-man band, not to have more than that. So at a wedding, another Sudas Mitzvah, certainly instrumental music, even if it's served with wine, we're okay. What about if it's not at a Sudas Mitzvah? So then what about listening to music, instrumental music, the whole year long? What is the hetter? So they say, well, we're not serving wine, but perhaps we habitually listen to music, or perhaps the Rav Moshe recommended passing like the Rambam, even if it's not accompanied with wine. It is prohibited. So what can we rely on to listen to instrumental music? So the Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Rambam, who himself raised another tzadikula. If you look back in Oizdawin, the Rambam writes, "Ukvar nohagu kol Yisrael loymer divrei tishbochos oshir shodos lekel v'chayotz ben alayayin." Even alayayin, there is a kula if it's divrei tishbochos oshir shodos. Now, from the Rambam, it sounds like he agrees to this begrudgingly. Ukvar nohagu sounds like I wouldn't have approved of it, but they've already started doing it. However, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that language. However, the Eishel Avraham, the Buchacharov in the back of his the Shulchan Aruch, writes that this can be embraced l'chadchila, and he's a raya from the Gemara that this is allowed. Why? Because, going back to the workers in the Gemara Masech L'Saita, the Nagdgi Udabakri Deshari, they're allowed to sing while they were pulling in the ropes from the boats or plowing with the animals. Why are they allowed to sing? It enables them to do their work better. So too says Eishel Avraham, our work is serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we need the songs to inspire us and to motivate us to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be no different than the Nagdi Udabakri, the Shari, that is allowed. So if it enables us to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu better, so then the Divrei Shiros V'Shishbachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, inspiring, motivating songs, can be allowed. But we have to take an honest assessment of the Jewish music. It's good the ding isn't here. You know, the Jewish music industry, what is their motivation? Is their motivation, or do most people listen to these songs in order to, you know, Dveikus Dikin Yonim, in order to come closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And is that their motivation in putting out songs, whatever has more Dveikus, more inspiring? Or is it whatever is sells the best, huh?
Is that a crime?
No, whatever. Whatever. Nobody even knows it's Vegas anymore. I assume these people even know it's Vegas.
Every day. No, legit. Really,
you're dating yourself. These guys don't know what Vegas is. Yeah, I'm a fan also, but I have to cater to the Christian. There used to be a band called Vegas. Anyway, so but is that their motivation? Do they pick songs based on that? Is that the standard, or is it whatever is catchy and whatever will sell the best? And if that's the case, so then people are listening to it for enjoyment's sake, not necessarily for inspirational and motivational reasons. In which case, we have to come back and say, well, what is the heter? So you might say, well, it's not done in together with wine. So we said, yeah, but if you habitually, regularly listen to the music and you have a heightened appreciation for it, maybe you don't need the wine. Even if there's no wine, it might be prohibited. Certainly, according to the Rambam, which the Mishnah Berurah recommended being machmir for, even if there is no wine, even if it's just vocals, there's room to argue that it shouldn't be done. So, what can we rely upon? You could argue, well, we don't regularly listen to it, and perhaps that's enough of a grounds to be maker. However, the Paiskim suggests a different tzadikula, and this is found again in the Tshuvos of the Chelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Breisch, and that is that we live in such times where depression is so rampant, and you know, throughout the years and the length of the galus that we suffer through, and again, the Inyana D'Yoma, that we need this in order to buoy our spirits. We need the music, otherwise we'll fall into a state of depression and sadness. So if that's the case, then if it serves a therapeutic need, so then it is allowed, based on the argument of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha writes over here, Ois Yud, that if you're playing music not for enjoyment's sake, but for another reason, like it's your parnasa, you're a professional musician, then it's allowed, even during the 3 weeks we'll get to in a second, but certainly throughout all year long. Because it's not done for enjoyment's sake. No, it's not done for... The only time it's prohibited is if you do it for enjoyment. For example, the Maram Shik writes, if you have an Ovel, who's also not allowed to listen to music, but he needs the music for a medical or therapeutic need. It helps him. So then it's not done for enjoyment. It's no longer prohibited. The only time the music is prohibited is if it's done for enjoyment's sake, because the simcha contradicts our avelos for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But if it's not for simcha, it's your job. It's not inherently usher, obviously. It's because of the experience that you generate. So if it's your job...
You play some spa meditative music. It's therapeutic for everybody.
Therapeutic, okay.
It's therapeutic for everybody.
I don't know about that, but okay, I'll take your word for that. Spa music is therapeutic. I find it grating, but all right, fine. So if that's the case, that's the argument many parts can make, is that we need it in our times. However, I think perhaps we need to make a broader argument. And that is, you won't find it articulated in Paiskim, but this is just the posture that the whole world of psak takes towards music. And that is, that what option do we have? every culture has music associated with it. If we were to not allow Jewish, the contemporary Jewish industry to function, so something will fill the void. And whatever fills the void will not be better, will undoubtedly be worse than this. If people don't go to Jewish music concerts, they're not going to just stay home and learn. If they would, it'd be great. And if that's your demographic, matovim anoim. But if there is concern that people are going to do worse things, so at least the Hatzalah Porta, at least what we should try and do is find any tzad l'kula that we can muster to justify what has become a prevalent practice anyway of listening to Jewish music. So if it's not done to judge with wine, and we don't habitually regularly listen to music.
Why
that for sure be included in this.
Jewish music could be the problem?
I'm saying the easiest argument to make for music, and even though we're supposed to be available for the Churban all year long, how can we listen to music? So what you'll say is, the Gemara said music is usur. So, but presumably, let's say this is better than all secular forms of music, pop, or
that?
Classical. But at least one could argue that here it's vekos. Here it's bringing you closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't find the difference between the tone versus, dull music, chamber room music versus like...
So Ralph Linton went to the opera for what reason?
Again, I'm not dealing with anecdotal discussions. I'm dealing with sources. Sources are that music is usher. How do we justify? What we'll have to say is that in our contemporary times, we need it either for to bring us out of our for therapeutic needs, or because anything that filters void will be worse. So we'll find stadim l'kula, and there are stadim l'kula. If there's no wine, again, if we don't regularly listen to it, or if there's dveikas dikin yonim, so then one can allow it. A similar argument is found with regards to, again, it relates to music, but the Gemara tells in the Sefer Sanhedrin that you're not allowed to make a song out of a pasuk. If you do so, the Torah is called Geres Sak, over here on Oishches, the second line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains, the music, the pasuk complains to Ribbono Shel Asouni Banecha Kikinor Sheminagnim Boileitzim. They made me into a ditty. Psukim are psukim in the Torah, the word of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're not meant as words for a song to amuse us. So but many of our songs revolve around psukim. So the truth of the matter is, even though this halach is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura does bring it over there in Ois Vav, Sivkat and Yudal, in the name of the Rikutim Ariel. He is even opposed to people who sing Oidecha Kiyani Sani Vatihil Yeshua by a Sudas Rishus. If it's a social gathering to sing these kinds of things, he writes, is offensive to the Torah. The Magen Avraham goes even further, that to sing a song, a zemer, from one Suda Shabbos that really belongs to a different Suda Shabbos, through a Yikra, by the night meal, that's also a problem. The Eish Avraham, though, the Buchacha Rav argues that, if it's for Ruchniyistic a purpose, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then there's grounds to allow all of these things, because you're not singing it as a ditty to a Kodesh, just to entertain ourselves. We're singing it to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that could certainly be allowed, as he argued before, with singing while you're, singing while you work is serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, right, I knew you'd get your attention. However, again, we have to take an honest assessment of the contemporary Jewish music industry. What are they focused on? Are they, when they make psukim out of songs out of psukim, are they intending us to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and inspire us to the greater Shmiras HaMitzvahs? Or is it to make a living in whatever is most entertaining? So Moshe writes in a Tshuva, Nigros Moshe, in 1957, that he doesn't think there's any grounds to allow Jewish music to be based on psukim. It's the Teres Chagera Sak. You're not allowed to do it. In 1963, Moshe has a second Tshuva about it. He takes a softer stance. Rav Moshe writes, has already become the minig, and was the minig by Gedolim and Yirei Shemayim and Bnei Torah before him, and they never protested. So Rav Moshe writes, they always allowed it, but he says, oh, Baal Nefesh, again, the Baal Nefesh, Yachmer al-Atzmai. Rav Moshe says, it must be there's grounds to allow it. What is the grounds to allow it? So the Paiskim, by and large, cite the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah writes in Agamar Masechta Sanhedrin, that perhaps it's only Yasser, Hanimili, Mandekar Lehu, Derech Schoik. If it's done in a degrading fashion, it's a bad song. If it's bad, it's a degrading fashion. A children's song, I don't know. Maybe that's more Kaddish. I don't know. But if it's done in a degrading fashion, then that's inappropriate. But our songs, they're not done, even if they're not inspirational, they're certainly not degrading, in which case perhaps it could be allowed, and that's where Rabbi Avadia writes. But I think, again, there's a greater overarching svara here, and that's why the poskim, again, are noita lahakal. You won't find it explicitly, but I believe that's what their motivation is that, and that's where Moshe's motivation was, is that if you don't fill it with this, it's going to be filled with something else. So we're going to have to rely on the Yad Ramah, whatever Tzadam Lakula we can piece together, because the other options are worse than this. Certainly then, to make songs that are psukim would be okay, but I think if one can, I prefer things that are a little bit more inspirational, motivational, and if you can, you should think about the inyanim. Even if you're at a wedding and they make a song out of a pasuk, there's something to be said for thinking about what the pasuk means and what it's supposed to inspire us to do. Finally, concluding, what about during the 3 weeks? This is all year long. So we said we pieced together different kulas all year long to listen to instrumental music or vocal music. What about during the 3 weeks? So you can scour all of the halachas having to do with the Bein HaMetzarim, you won't find the Nissa to listening to music. What we have is the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the same thing over here. Ice test nira li da asa lasas rikudim umechaylois mishabasa betamas until Tisha B'Av. Rikudim is two people dancing together. Mechaylois is many people dancing around in a circle. That's prohibited. Never mentions music. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe, interestingly enough, it's only found in contemporary poskim, say that this is kal v'chaymer music. If you can't dance, kal v'chaymer music.
Yeah.
What is it, kal v'chaymer?
No,
so I would have thought, if we're going to, what do they mean by this? They could mean one of two things. They could either mean music that leads to dancing. That's prohibited. Or what they're saying is, music is a greater experience, vis-a-vis Korban Avelos, or Korban Beis HaMikdash, than dancing. Dancing is less inspiring than, or less more moving than music. Music has a greater, potential to move a person. So what will the difference be? And each of these issues debated by the Paiskim, the difference will be, what about non-dancing music? Like music that you're not going to dance to. Or chazanus, you're listening to a chazanus tape. Or what about singing, if it's just vocals, during the Bein HaMetzarim? Again, music never appears here. So does it mean vocals or only instrumental? So again, each one of these issues is debated, but no one usually dances to vocals, usually dance to instrumental, orchestra music. So then the Pais Gimel debate each one of these issues. It's not going to lead you to dancing if it's just instrumental, just vocals. And again, the minig is to be machmir, at least with regards to non-dancing music, and people are makel with regards to the vocal music. But each one of these issues is debated by the Pais Gimel, perhaps revolving around this issue. What about, though, again, if you're not doing it for enjoyment's sake, I'm just driving in the car. So the Bir Halacha said, if it's your parnasa, it's allowed. You're not enjoying it. So they quote in the name of Rav Moshe, a different svarim, that if you're just passing the time, then all of these things can be allowed, music can be allowed. You're just trying to pass the time, like the people, the Zimran, the Nagdi, the Bakri, the songs of the sailors and the farmers, that was allowed because they were just trying to pass the time. So if you're driving in a car, or if a person is in a waiting room, or in an elevator, or it's an alarm on his clock, or he's exercising, I think all of these, the poets can say all of these things can be allowed. If you ask me, I believe that the Isser of music never appears here with regards to the 3 weeks. I believe that the Isser of music during the 3 weeks is really because the whole year long we're supposed to not listen to music as an expression of Eos for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Just, it's too much for us, either therapeutically or because other things will fill the void. So, the whole year long, we're nichnas to Pirtzei Dchuka. But 3 weeks out of the year, it's here some or two, but we try and do that which we should do the whole year long for expression for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Paiskim evoke the standards of the whole year long over here with regards to the 3 weeks. The real issue of listening to music is not based on Rekodim or Mechailas, maybe. Perhaps it's really because the whole year long we shouldn't be doing this. The Maharal says in the Netzach Yisrael that every culture has music. Every culture, if you tour the world, wherever you go, in these different museums and different things, every culture has their own kind of music. And that's because part of life is having music. And if you don't have music, even for 3 weeks, people feel the void, and it's almost oppressive. It's overwhelming, the void of not having music, even for just these 3 weeks. But that's exactly the point. And the point is that the void of music, at least during these 3 weeks out of the year, is supposed to help us recognize what the void of the Beis HaMikdash really is, that our lives are supposed to be together with the Beis HaMikdash. And we look forward to the time we'll be able to listen to all the different types of music, whatever you like, at the time of the Vinyan by Shlishim and Hevi Amen.